Blog Talk Radio.
Refuse the body that left at the moment of death, they can't justify mummification. What can explain the fact that for thousands of years, in cultures throughout the world, people have held the belief that the preservation of the body is necessary to transition into the afterlife? Ancient astronaut theorists believe
okay. I don't know if you can hear me now. If you can hear me, little fairy, would you please let me know? You know, just type a little something in the chat room. I'm reading your message. Okay. Yes, you can hear me. Wonderful. So when I tap into your energy, I guess I should read the message so everyone knows what we're talking about. Let's see. Hi, Barbara. Hope you are doing well. Yes, I am. I had taken 2 weeks off at my temp job and will be back next Tuesday. I'd like to ask my boss, Mrs. S., to allow me to request for a transfer to another department. Do you feel that things will go well for me, please? I need change. Thanks. Okay, let's see what I'm getting. They're saying, first of all, that change starts within you. It's not a matter of where you work or who you work for. It's a matter of what you believe, what you are creating. And there is a part of you that is very afraid of yourself. It's like you're beginning to understand a little bit about who you are and the powers that you have and the whole idea of really tapping into that energy, which is you, is scary because it means that if things don't work out, then You are responsible. There's no one else to blame. You are responsible for you, for who you are, for what you're creating, for what you're living. And that just feels like this enormous heavy weight resting on you. And so you are afraid of accepting that. You'd rather think, okay, well, if I change jobs, then everything will be better because that'll eliminate this problem and this problem and this problem. But the funny thing about it, and you can look back at your life and you will see this, that you, every time you've changed jobs, the same problems occur. You move to a whole new place and the same problems occur. And that's because the problems are not out there in the world. They're inside of you and you are taking them with you. It's time to recognize and accept your responsibility for your life. Okay, she says, makes sense. I have been struggling to find jobs for the last 2 years. Very true. Same problems occur at each job. Yeah, because it's not the job. So you're requesting to be transferred. It'll put you in a different place, but it won't change what's happening. So they want to do some work on you, and Goddess Asked is stepping forward like she always does. And so she will be the one who will be speaking to you while this work is being done on you. And just accept it. Just accept and allow. Because if you don't accept and allow, then nothing's going to change. But that's your choice. All right, here we go. You want freedom. You really want freedom. You want to be free to live your life as you, to be allowed to be you, to conquer whatever is occurring, because that is who you are. And yet there is a part of you that is always turning away from you, not wanting to see you, not wanting to acknowledge you, wanting to hide you, protect you. And you don't need that. You don't need that at all. You never needed that. So what we want you to do is take a nice deep breath as we open you to accepting yourself and accepting the fact that things happen in your life because of what you believe. And this is not something that is negative, and it is not something that is heavy, and it is not a problem. It is merely recognizing what has been staring you in your face all of your life. This is about accepting your responsibility for what you create. And it's the same as what anyone else does. If you were a doctor and you did surgery on a patient and the surgery turned out well, you would accept your responsibility for what you had done. And if the surgery did not turn out well, you would accept your responsibility for what you had done. And it doesn't matter what you do in life. You are responsible for you. And the only one you are responsible for is you. So this is not accepting anybody else's responsibility, because that's not your job. You are here to accept and love yourself and to accept what you do, what you create. Accept your ability to create. Accept that you have the wisdom to make good creations. Accept that you are loved and you are guided in every moment. Accept that you are not alone. This is not some burden that you have been given to bear. Accept that you are wonderful, beautiful, loved, phenomenal, cherished, and that you can and will create an amazing life where you have the freedom to just be you. It's about accepting all of it and take another nice deep breath and just let go. Making these changes in your life are not hard. Change doesn't ever have to be hard. It's just a matter of saying, yes, I accept. Say that to yourself. Yes, I accept. And allow yourself to feel the energies moving through you as you are letting go of who you used to be and becoming who you are. Breathe deep and let go. You are now changing your life. Right now, in this moment, you are changing your life. And it is easy. And it feels good. Accept that. Accept that it comes easily and that it feels good and you can actually enjoy what you are doing. Breathe deeply. Let go. Okay. How do you feel? I feel all this energy racing up my spine. So how does that feel for you? Oh, your energy has changed so much. Okay. Yeah, good. I'm glad you're feeling better. And you may want to spend some time each day going into meditation, and you can call where the goddess asked to come and be with you in that meditation. And you can just have a conversation with her. Tell her about anything that's bothering you. And then let her work with you on clearing that energy, releasing whatever it is. Because you don't have to lug your problems with you. Because as soon as you recognize you have a problem, you also have a solution. You may not be aware of the solution, but it is there. You are never given a problem without also being given the solution. And that is always true. So don't think that you have to suffer with a problem for a certain amount of time to prove that you are worthy and all of that other kind of crap that you might have been taught. You don't. The second you recognize the problem, you already have the solution. So ask for it. Look for it. Allow yourself to see it. Accept your problems so that you can see your solutions. It'll bring you more and more clarity. Clarity about who you are. Clarity about what you're creating. Clarity about what your life has the potential to be. So if you want that, accept it. Just say yes. And it is yours. That easy. That simply, that quickly. And take a nice deep breath. And let go. Whoa, you feel kind of floaty now. Ah, you are welcome. Ah, there's just so much beauty in this world that is meant to be in your life. So start accepting that. Start accepting the beauty. And you may want to spend a few minutes each day writing down some beautiful things that you've noticed. And you don't have to do that, but you know, some people get it more when they write it. But it's up to you whether or not you do. You're going to get it no matter what. All right. So they're saying that you are in this lovely place now. So let yourself enjoy today. Do the things that you are inspired to do. And let go of any requirements. Requirements tend to just bog us down. So let them go. Let them go and just be you. Okay. All right. That's what they wanted to share with you today. You have any other questions about any of it? You know that your life is going to get better. That's what they're showing me. Okay, if caller 11111111 is listening, please call in again because now I can actually connect with you. I don't know what this thing is about Blog Talk. It just gets weird at times. Okay, Little Fairy wants to know, do I see you traveling very soon, please? They're saying it's your choice. You will have an opportunity to take a trip, and this is a trip that you've been thinking about for a while. If you accept the opportunity, then yes, you will be traveling. You will go on this trip, and it will, it's more than just a physical trip. It's going to connect you with some energies that are going to open you up in ways. I don't know where you're going. You're not telling me that. But it's like you're going to connect with this vortex. And I know that there are vortexes all over the place, but one of the places that's known for its vortexes, of course, is Sedona, Arizona. I don't know if that was someplace you wanted to go. But you will be connecting with a vortex, which will, in a way, it'll redefine you and your life. So I don't know where you were going. You will get an opportunity. It will be coming to you within the next couple of weeks, and you get to decide whether or not you are willing to accept it. If you accept it, it will be life-altering. If you do not accept it, well, you'll get other opportunities. It's not like you only get one opportunity, and if you don't do it, then, you know, that's it. You will get multiple opportunities in your life. So you'd like to go to India and Dubai. Oh, those would be wonderful. Ooh, yes. They feel like they would be wonderful to you. You may want to look at some different opportunities. The first thing that pops into my mind is like when someone goes to a foreign country and they get a job teaching English at a school for, you know, kids who obviously don't speak English or need to work on being better at speaking English. Look for an opportunity like that. There are opportunities that are available, especially for single people, where they can travel to another country and have a job for a year or a few years, and they can also travel around that country while they're there, because of course you'd be working through the weekend, you'd have your weekends free, or however the system is set up in the country you go to. I just feel that there are just so many opportunities for you to tap into and for you to travel to these beautiful places and experience the cultures, experience the people, and just open up more and more of who you are to get out of the traditional rut that you're currently living in. It is time for you to sweep all of that aside and move to the more that is there for you. Okay. I'm glad you're staying open for an opportunity to work abroad for a year or however long you're supposed to be there. Oh, and I do feel that one is coming to you. Well, several are coming to you, but one in particular is coming really soon. So just be aware. And, you know, there might be a part of you that the second you get the opportunity start saying, no, that's impossible, you can't do that. If you find yourself doing that, stop. because it's showing you what your brain is telling you. Stop and check in with your heart and see how it really feels to you. And if it feels like the right opportunity for you, then you know, tell your brain to take a hike and ask your heart what your next step should be. Because it is an opportunity for you to do what you truly desire to do. You are making your own dreams come true. That's what accepting your power, your responsibility does. It allows you to be an active participant in making your dreams come true. Yeah, your heart knows. And you are ready to travel and explore, and you will meet incredible people. So even though you start out on this alone, you won't be alone. You are going to meet some really amazing, wonderful people who are ready to just accept you and love you and help you in your own growth. And it really, really feels amazing. It does. And it is there for you. And it's there because you have created it. And remember that God is always on your side, always, and wants what is for your highest good. So accept that and accept yourself and explore yourself as you explore the world, because it's not necessarily about what's out there. It's about what's in you. It's about opening up to what's in you. Okay. Oh, that feels good. All righty. And, you know, let me know when you're off traveling the world. Oh. Okay. All right. So we will now go to our caller. And this is Nathaniel. Hello, Nathaniel.
Hi, Barbara. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Just trying
to... So what can I do for you today?
Well, it'd be great to get a message from Spirit or something. That would be great.
Okay. Did you have a particular question?
Well, I'm wondering, I probably could think of about 20 questions, but I always want to get a message, what they're trying to bring in, So I'm kind of concerned about my eyesight, I seem to be... it seems to be good and bad. I don't know. Some people think it might have something to do with the third eye. But, I was wondering, if Spirit was saying something, would they be able to bring that through? Or?
Okay. Let's see what they want to say about it.
I probably could think of, 19 other questions, that I have, but...
Let's do this one and then... See what happens. Okay. Nathaniel's eyesight. Here we go. Your eyesight is connected with changes that you are making in your life. You are opening up to seeing yourself, to seeing what you create, to seeing your power, to seeing that you are so much more than you've ever believed. And there are still a few old beliefs in you that say you can't, you shouldn't, blah, blah, blah. Those pop up. Your ability to see starts to diminish. So we are going to work with you right now. We are going to go through you and find those old beliefs that say you can't, you shouldn't, and all of that. Limitations that you were taught that you were supposed to put on yourself, and we are going to take them away, melt them, diminish them, release them, so that they are no longer affecting your eyes, your ability to see, your recognition of yourself. So we want you to take a nice deep breath and to just let go. And we want you to understand that there's nothing wrong with your eyes. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. And let that belief go, because there is nothing wrong. And you are opening on so many levels. You are opening your heart. You are opening your mind. You are opening your soul. And you are allowing your life to flow in beautiful, amazing ways that you've been afraid of before. And we're releasing all of the fear. Let it go, let it go, let it go. And just allow this beautiful energy of unconditional love to flow through you. Feel it flowing. It's moving through you. It's always moving through you. And we are removing any little roadblocks, obstacles, bumps in the road that might in any way diminish this beautiful flow of unconditional love. Because this is the truth of who you are. This is the truth of your life. This is the truth of who you are being. Breathe deeply. And let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. And we are clearing your eyes. And just letting all of the negative beliefs go. Clearing it all out. It no longer has a place in your life. And your eyes will now work perfectly. 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 As you are looking at yourself and the world and your creation, just let go. Let go. Let go. Okay, how do your eyes feel?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you.
Feels like they've been refreshed, and they're, it's almost like you have new eyes. Okay. So what was your second question? They said you can have two.
Well, do you see me moving and getting a new job?
Okay, this is what I hear. You have reached a point in your development where you know what's important to you. You know what it is you want. And so it's not a matter of us telling you that this is scripted for you. It's a matter of you deciding what you are creating. So if you want to move, you will move. If you want a new job, you will find a new job, because it is your life. It is your creation. You are the one in power. You are the one who is making things come to be. So look at your intentions. What is it that you really intend for your life? What kind of work do you intend to do? What kind of a place do you intend to live in? Because those intentions are what you create. And when you recognize those intentions and you allow yourself to create from those intentions, your life flows from your intentions. So again, it's about being open to the flow and creating whatever it is you desire Instead of assuming that you have to ask us what you can and cannot do, you can do anything. You can do anything. So it's up to you. What is it that you are going to do? What is it that you are going to create? How are you going to change your life? We'll help you, but it is your choice. Understand that. It is your choice. Okay, how's that feel?
Oh, good.
So now you will have to make your own decision about what you're choosing.
Well, I'd really like to be able to just quit my job because I have millions of dollars. And, you know, I would really like to just start playing guitar all the time and, you know, going on tour with some of these people. And, you know, what is it? Joe Bonlam, somebody, I forget his name, but... Well, just started, you know, playing. I find it's something I really like.
Well, that sounds like what you should be doing. So let that be your intention and look for the opportunities that they're going to be showing you.
Yeah. I told you I got a new electric car.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got a new car, and it's electric.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't have to buy gas now.
Oh, that's a huge improvement.
And the payment, I did bump into a pole on the back. It's really not that bad. I was going to get some insurance. I'm thinking maybe somebody might rear-end me, and I would collect, you know, money for, you know, getting rear-ended and everything, and then be able to fix the car, too. But I was going to get some of the insurance, you know, on the lease. But I actually found, I can't even believe it, the Electrify America, one of the charging stations, is having three years of free service if you buy the car. So I have a three-year lease, and I should be able to get charges for 3 years for free.
Oh, wonderful.
So not only do I not have to buy gas, which is getting pretty expensive, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and you know, I mean, it was, instead of like $20 or $30 to fill it up, it was getting to be $40, you know. And everybody maybe, you know, maybe they got, you know, they're, you know, spending $80 or $100, you know, to fill it up, you know, twice or once a week or something, you know. And, you know, the power seemed, I thought it was going to be more at first because they put a $20 cap on it or something, but it is less, but, you know, I should be able to get free charges for 3 years, so that should save so much money there, you know, that...
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Well, it sounds like your life is already opening up to your abundance. And that's what this is about, you allowing yourself to be abundant, to have whatever you desire, whether it's millions or whatever, and to know that that is yours, because it is.
I've been getting lots of massages lately. I found a lady, and I buy 5 massages for like $210. And then I give them a $10 tip, so it comes out to be like $52 a massage. But I get them like, you know, once or twice or even more a week sometimes. So I ended up feeling really good.
Wonderful. And see, that's another example of abundance.
Yeah. And,
okay.
You know.
Well, keep doing what you're doing because it's working.
Do you have other callers too, or do you?
Yeah, I do have some other callers.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Barbara. Have a good weekend.
You too, Nathaniel, and enjoy.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye
bye.
Okay, we're going to go to area code 334. Hi, fine. What's this?
A surprise. I'm sure.
Oh my gosh, you're not 1111111111.
God, how did that happen? But anyway, how are you?
I am doing great. How about you?
Fabulous. Fabulous. Yes. Yeah, I was just listening to you and Nathaniel. But anyway, before I even go there, when I called in earlier, called in twice, I couldn't hear you. Were you having difficulties or was it my phone?
It was Blog Talk. Sometimes it just, it tells me I'm connected, but nobody can hear me. And I don't know that nobody can hear me until I realize when I click on someone and they don't say anything. And so then I have to hang up and call in again. And by the time I did that, you were doing that, and then you just disappeared.
Yeah, I figured it was technical difficulties. I mean, to the point where I have two accounts with Blog Talk, and I cannot get signed in to be able to go to your chat room. This has been happening for like 3 or 4 months. But anyway, so much for that. Blog Talk, it is what it is, and we know that. It's a beautiful way to communicate, though, when we can. And
yes,
we do. For that. Ah, yes. So what is in store for us today? How are we going to play and pray? What are the words that we are to say as we communicate together? All of us, the many that be. I know there's more than you and me. I love it when I flow with words. I want to sing like the birds. What's up?
Well, that is exactly what I was going to ask you, although my words were not going to be as pretty as yours.
Well, that's a matter of perception.
That's true.
You know, because words could be defined in so many ways. And this is what we have to say when we speak. Even to no one else, our words are beautiful. They come from us. So there you have it.
Well, I can feel the energies gathering.
I think it's about words. It's about words. I think it's about, well, partially, as you're gathering your words, as you're gathering your messages, I think it's about words and writing of the words. And I'll ask about my path of my writing.
Okay.
Writing my path.
Oh, so they're showing me an image and you are on a path and your whole path is actually words written out as far out as you can see. Okay, let's see what they want to say about that. You are a word master. You utilize words to convey the thoughts, the ideas, the energies that are moving through you, that are moving through your life, that are helping you to become. Words can be very, very powerful. And sometimes words have meanings that you're not even aware of. They have energy that are connected with them. So notice what words do not feel good. And start to cleanse them and clear them. Help them to return to their powerful selves instead of being held back by the energies that others have attached to them. Allow your words to have the purity to flow, just as you have the purity to flow. It's about what you are creating. It's always about what you are creating. And that's what you are creating. That's why you are here. And so let it be the beauty that others feel when they read or hear your words. Let it be the magic, the power, the love, the clarity. That is what you are meant to pass on to others. So take the time to be aware of when you need to clear your words so that they can be optimal for those who are receiving, and so that you can receive the optimal energy as well. Because you know it's not just about what you're doing for others. It's about what you're doing for you. It's about what you're creating in your life. It's about who you are becoming. Let your words flow. And let your life move with those words. That never-ending flow of love. Okay, that's what they wanted to say.
I was going to say, could I ask you, but I will ask you when you make the decision to invite in Shashat and Tahuti. And they decide whether they want to come. So it's about, you know, it's about a whole bunch of things.
We are here. We are here, and you know we are here. We are always delighted to speak with you. We are here for you because you are ready to listen, to learn, to grow, to understand. We never deny you. We never will. Because it is your life, your growth, your beauty that is most important. It's important to us and it's most important to you. So never have a belief that we won't have time for you. Especially not since time is a human concept, and we don't even deal with that. So we are here for you. And what we want to share with you now is this beautiful energy, this beautiful flow, the flow of the words, the flow of the colors, of the power, the wisdom. Of all that you are. And we want you to feel this connection which is so much more than what your mind would ever come up with. You are more than just a brain. You already know that. You are more than just a body, and you already know that. You are more than just a spirit, and you already know that. You are more because you are all. And you accept that. Allow that flow to bring you the opulence that is yours. You are moving into a higher level of accepting. Open up to it. Open your arms and welcome it. Know that it is yours. It is you. It is. Ah, Okay, and that's what they wanted to say to you.
Mm. Well, thank you, Anointed One, for the words that flowed through you so sweetly and so true. I'm glad I know you. Namaste, I say to you. Enjoy the day. Much love to you, through you, with you. Forever.
Mm,
Ashe.
Namaste. Okay. I have to come back to the here and now. Queen always takes me off on an adventure. Okay. Our next caller is from area code 415.
Hi, who's this? Hi, Barbara. This is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Good. Not looking forward to a heat wave coming up. It'll be over 100 for a week, for about 5 days.
Oh, lovely.
But I was wondering if you have any messages for me from Mount Shasta.
Okay. Well, first of all, I started hearing a song, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
Oh, yeah.
That song started playing when you said you were going to have a heat wave. You may want to listen to the words of that song because I don't remember what the song was about.
yeah, it'll be too hot to be outside, 100, up to 110. So... not very pleasant.
But apparently it will be an opportunity for your growth.
Huh.
So, you know, pay attention to what comes up around that heat wave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it actually feels as like there's a lot of good things that are going to come to you as a result of
huh.
it. Hmm. You never know, huh? Okay.
Because I'll leave town. Because I'll leave town and go to Mount Shasta.
And if you do that, Mount Shasta says you are welcome. You are welcome to come. And this is her message to you. You are always welcome to come. You know this. I am open to you, and I will help you to evolve, to understand, to grow. I have many places that you can visit, which will allow you to tap into the energies that are right for you. I will guide you to them, and we will work together on your evolution. So come to me. Come to me and know that you are welcome. Come to me and know that I love you. Come to me and know that I am here. Who are you? Ooh, and this energy just feels so huge and wonderful. And I just love the energy of Mount Shasta. I could just sit here in this energy all day.
All right, I'll try and tap into that myself.
Our energy feels very expansive. I'm trying to figure out how to describe it. It's like when she connects with you, you expand to the size of the mountain.
Mm.
On the energetic level. So you're not just the body that you're used to. You just let go. So you may want to go into meditation and, you know, call her to
yeah.
you.
Yes, I'll try that.
Yeah. And just feel the expansion. Oh, I feel like even my brain is expanding. Just to put it into words. But she would be more than happy if you came to see her.
Your voice changes, definitely. Your voice becomes more like flowing, like a
yeah.
water feeling.
Yeah, because she's flowing through me, so yeah, that makes
mm-hmm.
sense. All right, is there anything else you want to say to Anne? And then I see this vision of these beautiful flowers bursting forward, and they're just, oh, they're all different colors, and she says, I love you.
Oh.
Oh, whoa. All
yeah,
right.
Feel
so
that.
You may have a good time during this heat wave.
Could I ask one more?
Sure.
So I'm in the process of looking for cars, you know, and any guidance about finding the best. I mean, I've definitely been creating it in my mind, but any suggestions about I'm getting overwhelmed but looking too many things.
Okay, so are you looking for a gas car, a hybrid, an electric car? What are you looking for?
A hybrid.
Okay, good, because that was the one that they were telling you should be looking for.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
And
something for mountains. Something that can go up all weather, all-wheel drive or something. You know,
yeah, I'm seeing one of those smaller SUVs.
Right, like CRV or RAV4 kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Great.
And
well, that helps narrow
it
down.
Are you looking for a blue one? I don't know why the word blue just popped into my head.
That's what I like that color.
Okay. So blue works. all right. What else? Oh, and
like
it has
a dealership, a person.
It
a
has
person
a moon roof or, you know, that part of the roof that you can open and let a breeze in or let the sun in.
Nice.
I'm seeing one of those. And the rest they say is really up to you. No, well, and they say you're
all
going
right.
to find it soon. You're going to find it soon.
Great. Through a dealership or through a private person to person?
It feels like you're going to have an opportunity through a person to person. And I'm also seeing that if you decide to go the dealership route, there's a potential for it to be there too.
Oh, that's good.
You would be more satisfied with what you end up with if you do person to person.
I think you get better deals usually.
It feels like it will have more features for less money. So it's up to you. You can look both ways or
oh yeah.
Whichever way you want to go.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. That's a great help.
You are welcome. And enjoy your heat wave.
I didn't think those two words would go together, so I will try that.
Okay. Great.
All right. Okay, I'll keep listening. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay, now. I think that is the end of the show. It feels complete. And I've answered every caller. I've taken care of the chat room. Now I'll just have to download it and go in and erase the first 10 minutes where apparently you couldn't hear anything. So that if someone wants to listen, they can actually hear something. All right. So guidance is saying for everyone to recognize yourself. Recognize your value. Recognize that you are important and to live your life accordingly. So do something for yourself, no matter what your weather's supposed to be like. And our weather's supposed to be getting hot too. It was almost 100 degrees yesterday and I have no idea what it's going to be today. But live your life not based on the weather, but based on you. All right, I will be back next week, sending you all lots and lots of love. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.